Good evening and welcome to Total Nerd List, the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. I'm Count Reggie.
I'm Shana Stein.
And I am the Earl of Tom.
Welcome to I'll stop it. Welcome to the season finale of season two of Total Nerd List, and also the season finale of
Spooky
Halloween.
Season.
It's the end. I cried the other day because I was like, this weekend is Halloween and then it's just done and then everything goes away and then it's boring Thanksgiving and Christmas.
If you want to hear what we sound like in May, start the season over.
We did start the season in May. May was Attack of the Killer Bee Movies, right?
Mm-hmm. That was our first one.
Well, I'm dressed up like a bunny right now because I thought it would be fun and cute to dress up for the guys. I don't know. Something in my brain said that you guys were going to have costumes on, too, for some reason.
I'm dressed as a track coach right now.
Uh-huh. And Shane is dressed as a homicidal maniac.
He looks just
like everybody. He actually is dressed as a person who killed a mermaid and has its skeleton sitting in front of us.
Well, that's my table decoration.
Shane has plopped this mermaid skeleton down on the table like it was the catch of the day.
It's the catch of the day. Well, I love Halloween, and I would dress up every day if I could.
Mm-hmm. I love Halloween, too. I like, Christmas stresses me out. I know you're not supposed to, like, stress out over buying people presents, but, like, it stresses me out. We end up with, like, no money, and mm-hmm. Halloween is just like, hey, let's hang out with people and
everyone
eat really good food. Mm-hmm. One thing, though, about Halloween this year, and I know it's probably, like, production line things, I have not been able to find the Pillsbury holiday sugar cookies with like pumpkins mm-hmm. and ghosts on them.
Those haven't come out.
I haven't seen them anywhere. I've checked like two grocery stores, but they're like the most variety grocery stores in our town. So
I've been in all of them and they're not there. You're right.
I've been craving holiday sugar cookies so bad.
Well, here, directly in front of you is a holiday sugar cookie.
Pillsbury holiday sugar cookies with the built-in goat.
My homemade sugar cookies ain't good enough for him.
It's like bad Chinese food.
You know? Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. I know.
I gotta have my holiday sugar cookies.
It is tradition. Well, when I'm going out shopping for the party tomorrow, so I'll keep my eyes out. If I see a tube, I'll grab them.
Oh, yeah. First world problems.
First world problems. Well, before we get further into today's epi, what y'all been doing? Shadenstein, Thomas the Take Engine?
I've been hopelessly lost on Metroid Dread. It's a vast game. Like I said, I'm pretty sure Nintendo just decided to put it out there to punish Metroid fans for being like for our pride,
for wanting another game so badly and constantly harassing them. They're like, fine,
but also just like, I feel like Metroid people were just like, we're gonna speedrun everything, and they're like, heck, you're not.
That's what you think.
But I did kill the second like big robot that's indestructible. That's always a super fun boss battle because it's kind of like, it goes into like this horror movie kind of camera mode, and you have to basically like get it in a straightaway and like shoot this armor plate off and then shoot it in the face with something. And it's the presentation of the game. I would consider it a horror game, and it's super fun because of it.
Are there jump scares at all?
Sure there will be. I mean, Metroid has always been one. It's more chase scares that I've always gotten really antsy about with Metroid. Because you've definitely been chased by unstoppable enemies in the game before. So that's usually what it is having to run and think on your feet. But I'm sure there will be a jump scare. There's usually like one or two in every Metroid game I've played.
As is tradition.
But yeah, I'm kind of stuck and frustrated and really trying not to use the like online guides. Doing the old thing of like running around shooting everywhere until you figure something out. But it's just such a big map that it's getting hard to not cheat.
Well, I mean, they make the game so hard on purpose now and designed to buy the guide to mm-hmm. play the game, you know what I mean? So it's not really cheap. Yeah. I always like to try to play the game all the way through with just whatever I can find, I find. I don't like stress out about it. And then I like to do a second playthrough with the guide to get everything that I miss. But that's how I play games.
It's usually what I do as well. I also had a lot of free time this weekend, so I ended up watching like season 2 through 3 of Futurama.
Oh, I love Futurama.
And I just, you know, I feel like I love the early episodes of it. I haven't seen much of the later ones, even though the ones I've seen have been really, really good, surprisingly.
Surprisingly.
I don't know. I'm not a fan when things come back a lot of times. So when I was skeptical when Futurama came back, but they did very well with that.
Watch the movies too.
Yeah, I like the movies. But season 2 through 3, I just forgot how good and funny those were, and like not like they aged well. There's not like much off. Like terrible humor in them. They're just, I was laughing, and it's like I've seen these like quite a few times now, but first time going back through and paying attention to some of the episodes, I was dying laughing. Like when you first meet Scruffy, yeah, and he's just like scheduling conflicts and just reading through a dirty magazine. There were some great moments in those seasons.
Did those have any of the really awful gut-wrenching sad episodes?
Those are, I think, are season 4. The one with Fry's dog, Seymour.
I didn't see that one, but
and then the one with his brother, the Luck of the Fryish.
That one was.
That one was in season 3.
Season 3.
I was thinking of when Lila was in the coma. I love that one.
When it gets sting.
Yeah.
I just need to wake up. I love that episode. Oh man, we just watched the honking. The one where Bender turns into the werecar.
Is that supposed to be like Christine?
Yeah. It's like their Halloween episode, so we watched it as part of the, seasonal watchings. Zap Brannigan was the first costume that I ever actually made with a sewing machine.
Yay.
That's what started all of my sewing stuff, was a Halloween.
With velour?
It was made out of maroon. Like a stretch, it wasn't like a spandex, but it wasn't, I can't describe the material. It was really, really weird. It was on sale and there was only X amount of, but it ended up being exactly the right amount for me and Corey's costume. But that's what started my love of sewing.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
And then last but not least, I watched Screams 1 through 3 with my wife. And I thought I had only seen the first one, but I had seen the second one and remembered kind of how it ended and forgotten all of the amazing actors that were in the second one. I can't think of his name, but he was...
Jerry O'Connell. Timothy... is the boyfriend.
He was Timothy Olenek or something. The guy who was in Die Hard. He was in Live Free or Die Hard, the bad guy. And he was in The Office. Really liked his character. Scream 3 was really good. Besides Courtney Cox's bangs, I thought that movie was great. And apparently Courtney Cox's bangs in the third movie were David Arquette's fault. He told her she should go for a Betty Page look, and it just...
didn't work out for her.
Did not work.
I love Parker Posey in that movie. She's my favorite part of Scream 3.
Is she the one who plays?
Plays Gail.
Gail? Yeah. Oh, I love her.
She's good.
Never gonna win any awards playing Gail!
What has she been in?
Oh my gosh, she was Fiona in Josie and the Pussycats. She was in Blade 3 as one of the vampires. She's in all of the Christopher Guest movies. Best in Show, A Mighty Wind.
Maybe that's what I saw.
She is... I don't know her full filmography off the top of my head.
I don't know. I mean, you're pretty much Mr. IMDb over here.
I really like her. That's why I go out of my way to watch stuff that she's in.
But yeah, I feel like the franchise holds up. For when it came out, I was expecting a lot of, like, homophobic jokes and stuff. I feel like I avoided Scream for a long time because I'm not a fan of gore, and it's a slasher without too much terrible gore.
Yeah,
I mean, there's some blood, but it's not like some blood, you don't see people getting gutted. Like,
it's not murder
porn. No,
it's not murder porn. It's not hostile. I mean, like they'll usually like go away for a minute while someone actually gets stabbed, and like go back to like blood beaten somewhere. So I really liked it, and I'm kind of sad that I missed out on it until very recently.
There was a local artist that was doing a like flash sale, flat rate for tattoos. If I had some extra money on me, I would have gone and tried to get a Scream tattoo.
Aww.
I would have paid for you to do that.
I will send her an email right now and try to get in.
is awesome.
Yeah, that's basically been my week.
Yay.
What about you, Shane?
Well, my week is horrendously busy. I won't touch too much on it, but I am changing jobs very soon, so I'm very excited. It's going to give me a lot of new skills and new things to learn, and then that's what I'm most excited about, and being a really new and awesome atmosphere. So that has taken up most of my life, and as I prepare to leave one job and go to the other, it's just chaotically busy now when I am at those places. But nerd-wise, I still have been nerding out some certain things. So first and foremost, happy Mario Party Day, because by the time you guys are listening to this, the new Mario Party game for Switch will be out with all of our, well, not all, with five of our favorite boards from the series, including Horrorland, which is the only one that matters.
Are you getting it?
Yes, but I don't know if I'm getting it day of release.
Oh man, it's rough because we gotta save for Pokemon.
Well, I'm also kind of saving for Animal Crossing to a degree because I have that coming out November 5th. They're the paid DLC, and I've been psyched for that.
How much
and
is
the free
it
DLC. The paid one is 25.
How much is the Mario Party gonna be? Is it gonna be
60?
Like 60.
I guess, or depending on where you buy it, it's between 50 and 60. So yeah, I'm like, that could also be a Christmas present someone gets me.
Yeah, Pokemon's are going to be 60 as well. And I've got to get three copies.
Hey.
I'm thinking, I'm pretty sure, I don't think he listens to it, he's only 10 anyway. I think I'm going to get my nephew a copy of the new Pokemon game too. It'll be his first Pokemon game ever.
That'll be amazing.
I'm torn between the new one or Sword and Shield, because Sword and Shield was... It was easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a 10-year-old could play it and be successful in it. But
I can play it, and that says something.
If I got him Diamond and Pearl, that's what everybody's playing, and then he could play it with us,
yes,
too. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'd go for the topical choice.
But
and that means four copies of the game.
Or two combo packs.
Two combo... Well, mm-hmm. That's probably the best way to go about it anyway.
Well, the other thing that's going to take up some of my money is the Nintendo Online Expansion Pack release, which I do kind of want, even though no one likes the prices. I'm right there with you guys, but at the same time, I'm probably going to do it.
Is that the one that gets you the 64 games?
Yes.
I think it's worth it, especially if they're going to do like the good 64 games. Like mm-hmm. if they put Donkey Kong 64 on there and it's actually playable, I mean, I think that's worth it alone.
Yes,
if
they put GoldenEye on there.
Oh
alone,
my god! And they put it online. Can you imagine? Okay, can you imagine if they put GoldenEye on there and they made it online capable?
Yes.
All right, we need to keep our eyes out open and just make sure that see if that's.
Pierce
what
Brosnan,
doing.
I'm gonna need you to like waive all your appearance fees to make this happen for us. Come on the podcast too, as well.
So I am going to probably get that too. And they have a bundle with the Animal Crossing DLC. But what I have learned, dear listeners, so listen up, is dear if you buy the Animal Crossing DLC with the Nintendo Online Expansion Pack, if you ever decide to cancel the expansion pack for whatever reason, like you do sometimes with those things, you will not be able to play the Animal Crossing stuff. You will have to purchase it separately, kind of pseudo again. So if you purchase it alone for $25... it's yours forever. If you bundle it in with a Nintendo expansion pack, as long as you have that expansion pack and subscribe to it, you can play it. If you decide to skip a month, then you can't. But you can get back to it if you decide to resubscribe or just purchase it by itself. But a bit of information I've been reading on all my Animal Crossing sites of like, hey, remember to do this, everyone. Buy it separately if you want to keep it or, you know, buy it separately because you can.
Or because Nintendo might frame you for murder.
For that, most of all.
So I'm stoked for that. I have also been watching some TV shows. Legends of Tomorrow had their 100th episode on this week or past week, depending on when you're listening to this, directed by Katie Lotz, who is my favorite Sarah Lance on the show.
I was going to say, isn't that your girlfriend?
She
your
is, bae? Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Her Shane's
His bae? Main squeeze.
Absolutely.
His Shay.
So she directed it. She was also on it too, but they bought a lot of the actors who are no longer on it on for the episode again. It was really fun. Like, almost all of them had come back, with the exception of one or two, but there's also one that the fandom doesn't want back, which is kind of mean. I didn't like her in season one either, but at the same time, I wouldn't have mind to see her again, especially if she played up the thing everyone hated, and that was that she used to be a barista.
Maybe it's the fandom that's mean, Shane.
What do you mean that is mean? I told you, the fandom doesn't like her. So, yeah,
so maybe they're the mean ones. Maybe she is nice and they're just mean.
Well, she is, but the way she was written, her character, every other word out of her mouth was, I used to be a barista. I used to be a barista. Like, there's a funny little video count from just when the character first appeared in special appearances in the crossover. Mm-hmm. And it's ridiculous how many times she says it. And, like, literally every time she was doing something on the show, I used to be a barista. I can't be Hawk Woman.
I'll fight the fandom.
I used to be a barista. I can't be Hot
yeah,
Woman.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's, no.
Yeah.
Girl, that's like the perfect that was skills Kendra Saunders. For being a barista. I mean, like, you need to have, I feel like a hawk needs the skills to be able to write and foam.
She needs skills, but. Oh. Hawk Woman, not the actress. The actress was actually really good. And I was so excited when she appeared in the end of the Flash scene's finale. Because, like, she literally just appeared for a moment. I'm like, oh, Kendra Saunders, that's going to be Hawk Woman. But then she, every other word was, I used to be a barista. I used to be a barista. I used to be a barista. I was just a barista. Now I have this power. Like, we get it.
Now I have an electric spike ball that always looks too heavy for me when I swing.
Yeah, she didn't use it.
She didn't use it?
No. What?
I always thought that were this looked like the most removable? Inefficient weapon.
The wings were weird, honestly. Like, the Hawk people were weird and honestly done an injustice, both to the actors and the characters themselves. They were just weird and kind of useless, and they killed off Hawkman right away, but
really?
Zudo bought him back at the end, yeah.
They love killing people and bringing
Yeah, because back. Then they put Kendra in a relationship with Ray.
Who's Ray?
The Atom.
Ah.
Yes. But anyway, so the show was really, really great, and it was all about Gideon, who is the computer, who is now a main character on the show because she has a human version, which I hear is the equivalent to, like, the human version of the TARDIS from Doctor Who.
Not Gideon from Criminal Minds.
Oh, my gosh.
No, not Gideon from Criminal Minds. I don't know the actress off the top of my head who plays Gideon on Legend of Tomorrow, but she was wonderful. So this was her whole episode, and at the end of it, because she was trapped in her own mind, all the legends of past, future, and present, or not future, but present. She walked down the hall and they were telling her, like, how life as a human is not easy, but it's, you know, you get all these perks and rewards, you know, all these experiences. And at the end, they tell her she's a legend because she's Gideon and she always has been. And I love it. Yeah, it was
so
a little teary.
It's called Legends of Tomorrow. Why were there legends of the present in it?
Oh my God, Tom, you can't just ask people why they're in the present.
I also watched the season finale of Titans, which was good. They finished their little Batman story so they can go off and be Titans again, I hope.
They set it up for next season?
Yes and no.
Did they get over Robin's daddy issues?
He will never be over his daddy issues. And everyone has daddy issues in that show. It's terrible. Literally everyone.
I meant his Bruce Wayne daddy issues, not his parents dying of acrobats daddy issues. Yeah, no, he doesn't have to get over those.
Honestly, half the characters have Bruce Wayne daddy issues.
Bruce Wayne, this daddy issues with Bruce yes. Wayne.
Daddy Wayne, it just gets around.
Daddy, what is he like? Daddy Warbucks.
He really is. But he's. I mean, I liked this season, but it was a Batman story told with the Titans. Scarecrow was the bad guy. He never suited up, and I didn't like that.
How dare they?
Yeah, yeah.
Was he as beautiful as the Scarecrow from the Christopher Nolan movies?
Probably not. I don't know the Christopher
dude from
Nolan movies.
Peaky Blinders. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Probably not. It was still a good season, but I want them to be Titans. Like, season two was a really Titan strong season, and then season three, they all go to Gotham because Gotham has to be saved, and it's a Batman story.
Saved from Batman?
Yeah, because they do the whole Jason Todd story where the Joker kills Robin and then he comes back as the Red Hood. Sorry, spoilers universe for a really known story.
Okay, but how do they bring him back? What's the story on how he's brought back?
Should I spoil it?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay, the Scarecrow uses a Lazarus pit in Gotham to bring him back.
Okay, so it's the same origin story, because mm-hmm. that's how Jason Todd gets brought back, okay. is through a Lazarus pit.
See, I don't know it that mm-hmm. well.
So I have a whole, the Red Hood mm-hmm. Series that they did, and in that you find out that he was found by Talia Ghul.
Mm-hmm.
She took him to the pit and then healed him up and then trained him and convinced mm-hmm. him to that Batman was the reason why he... And then sent him back.
Yes. Well, in this season, it is the Scarecrow who does that, and then he... Spoilers, but not spoilers. He kills a Titan. And it is gut-wrenching. I am so sad.
But they're not actually dead, right?
Yeah, they're dead. Because...
Dead?
So, yeah, because when Donna Troy had that really lame death in season 2... Also, spoiler, guys...
Season 2, that was like...
They have an afterlife episode where that Titan is with them and Donna Troy is also there, and there's another new character who is probably going to be the new Robin. Also was in the afterlife because he was killed by Crane. And something happens in the afterlife and one of them does not come back. They're trying to and they find the way back, but one of them does not get to come back.
Oh.
Yeah, Titans have some emotion this season.
They're trying to make them have the feels.
They are, but the character... Oh, God. The character that is in the afterworld now, I can't. I want them to bring this character back.
Better not be Starfire.
You know it's not Starfire.
Okay, better not be...
There's a lesser character that...
Better not be my girl Starfire. No. It's Terra, isn't it?
Terra has not been on the show yet.
I'll smack them.
But they already did Slade with someone else. They did Slade with his daughter in season 2.
Oh, with Rose?
Rose, yes.
Nice.
That's it. Season 2 is so Titan-centric, and it's so good, but...
I think that's where I stopped, so I guess I should pick it up.
You really should. It's better than season 1. Honestly, season 2 has been my favorite season thus far. There are good things about season 3, because I am a Batman fan, but watching it, you're like, this is a Batman story, and Titans are living in it.
Do y'all have required Christmas programming that will be taking up your time in the near future?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, the month of November, we'll catch up on a bunch of stuff.
Okay, so November, we should do some Titans.
Mm-hmm. You should, and good. Then we can talk about everything, but I am also talking a lot about my shows. So that's really all I've been nerding out on. Just one quick fact, I looked at a funny, not funny, but it's an honest chart comparison to see how soap operas would do during prime time, and my Days of Our Lives would actually beat out My Precious Legends and Family Guy.
Really?
None of them break the top 30, just so everyone knows. But it is interesting that the prime time shows that they do beat out. So a lot of people think daytime is like a dead time, a dead, what is the word I'm looking for?
I mean, what else are sick children at their grandmother's house watching?
Exactly. Now they're watching Possessed Marlena, and she's going to raise some dead next week. So, yeah.
Zombo.
It gets really Halloween-y on Days of Our Lives.
Spooky
up in here, girls.
I miss daytime at my grandmother's house when the soap operas would come on and the
Jerry Springer.
You knew the grilled cheese was coming when those shows came on.
Grilled cheese and Kool-Aid.
Mm. And now OJ.
So now during daytime, because I go home during lunch and sometimes that's how I watch days. But Jerry Springer is the judge now. He has his own judge show.
What?
Yeah.
Why aren't we watching this?
It's not like it's like not Judge like Judy, his show.
But, mm-hmm. but Judge Jerry.
Why isn't the mainstream media telling us about this?
Because it's really not. So with all the judge shows, it's really, you know, one, it's kind of no different, but it's honestly not one of the best. Which kind of makes Jerry Springer, but it's not like bad like his actual like talk show was.
They should have a judge show where they judge all the other judges from the judge
you
shows.
You ain't Judy, you can't judge me.
So it's Judge Judy, but then like it's Judge Mills Lane and Judge Joe... John Brown, like, arguing with each other.
Oh, Judge Joe Brown is in jail.
I object.
What?
Why?
I think it was actually tax stuff.
Of course it was.
But yeah, so he's in jail. So now it's, like, Marilyn Million is the people's court judge. Judge Judy is retiring her show, but creating a new one.
Oh, okay. I was about to be like, what?
It's called Judy Justice, and it's going to be on IMBD TV for free.
I feel like there's a streaming channel.
But it's a free thing.
Wow.
I think instead of Siri, everyone just needs to judge Judy in their life to tell them to, like, calm it down.
Mm-hmm.
Act right.
You know, I guess they are judges, but they're not, like, actual, like, judicial judges. They're magistrates.
Yeah, magistrates.
They're legal arbitrators is what it is. That's how they get to make the decision.
Yeah. Has to be under a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it is. We should become magistrates and do a total nerd
total nerd court.
We will judge your issues, listeners. Send them in. We'll be like Hot Bench. There are three of us. That's another court show. I don't know if you guys have watched it, because there are three judges on that show, and it's majority wins. So if there's one who is really against wanting to reward the defendant or plaintiff, the two majority win. Oh. But the third one gets to explain her dissent to both of the parties.
I bet that has some good moments.
I like court TV, if you can't tell a little bit. But Judge Jerry is not one of my favorites. I tried to watch it, and I just kind of can't. Judge Mathis is good, but it's also ranks bottom near my list. I like Million and Judy best.
I want a judge show with the bald guy from Jerry Springer, who got his own talk show.
Steve Wilkins?
Mm-hmm. Wilkos.
Wilkos, yes. That's what it is.
Yeah, his talk show is a lot more serious than Jerry.
Ew.
Like, it's more along the lines of Maury before Maury got really crazy with his paternity tests.
You are not the father of the baby.
There's a TikTok trend where you chase your cat around the house with a camera to the "you're not the father" like soundbite.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, that's what I've been nerding out on. Reggie, what have you been up to?
Oh gosh, what haven't I been doing? World domination, plotting, you know, dressing evil as schemes.
A
bunny.
Dressing a sexy bunny.
I'm a sexy bunny. Duh. Got little hand things on. No, I'm a bunny.
You know the song from the Mean Girls musical, right? About sexy? Halloween?
Yeah. That's what
she's
I was
like,
going
I'm
for.
A sexy mouse.
That's what I was going for, but I couldn't find a mouse costume. I could only find a bunny, so I'm a sexy bunny.
You're a sexy bunny.
Corey and I have been playing Borderlands 2. We finally played the Tina DLC, and now we're just going back to the main storyline. I also started playing Mario Galaxy on the Mario.
That's which one you're playing on the All-Stars, because I see it pop up, and I always wonder, I'm like, which one is he playing?
Well, I'm stuck on a level in Sunshine, and I can't get past it, and I'm mad about it, so I...
What level?
It's the one where there's the flying piranha plant, and you have to, like, get on top and hit it from the head to make it drop down. I'm struggling with it. I spent like 3 hours trying to do it and I couldn't, and I finally was like, I'm playing something else. We also set up, so we have a home projector and a theater screen that we bought years ago. It's just kind of been sitting on a shelf, and we've been needing to put up some curtains in our bedroom, and I finally one night remembered, hey, we have that projection screen that I put blackout curtains on the back of. What if we just throw that up in the meantime until we can go buy some nice curtains? Well, putting that up facilitated, hey, we should get the projector that's sitting on a shelf collecting dust and put it up there. So, long story short, we've put the projector in our bedroom now, and we've been doing late night Mario Galaxy and Mario Odyssey on the projector and taking turns playing. And then we've also been watching some movies on it. We watched, like, The Haunted Mansion, Paranorman, which I'll talk about that one later. And just been really spooky seasoning it up, trying to live it up as much as I can before it's done. I took a couple of days off of work for Halloween. Probably going to try to take my kid out of school early and go do some haunted houses. There's a different corn maze that we haven't gone to yet that we're trying to do. It's raining.
I think it's near where I currently work.
Oh, really?
Are you talking about the one near Berkshire?
It's like kind of going towards where Samaritan's Purse is.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Oh, no. Different one.
There's another one. All right, well, we'll talk after this. You got to tell me where that is.
Yeah, because it's you got to go away to find
the haunted
there.
Car wash yet?
That's also something that we've talked about doing tomorrow. It is currently raining, so a lot of the stuff is going to be weather dependent.
Sadly.
And then we're also going to set up our driveway on Sunday for drive-through trick-or-treating. And we're going to put some signs out on the road that says, you know, pull in for trick-or-treating. And my neighbors and I are going to grill out, but before all of that, we've got our big Halloween party this weekend.
Yay!
Which I'm so excited about. I am so excited to live it up and live it up in honor of last year not really getting to have one. So
I was very honored that I got to be at your Halloween party last year. That was like one of the actually Halloween last year was like the first and like only social event I did something for in quite a long time.
Well, we had the didn't we have everybody wear masks, costumes with masks, and there was also only like
I think we broke some rules.
Six people.
No one died, so.
Well, four of us were already in the same bubble, and then you and I already worked together, so it didn't really, you know what I mean? Like we were all in the. It wasn't like seen each other. It was everybody.
There was just so much anxiety last year. It was like, oh, like we probably shouldn't be doing this.
And you always feel like you have to explain yourself, and it's like, oh no, it's okay. We were safe. It was fine. It's like, well,
You're safe, but also, like, I need this to not hurt myself. That's how I felt.
It was fun. Dangerous, but fun. And this year is just going to be fun.
Yay. I'm so excited.
Me too. And I have a Halloween costume.
I'm excited.
I might just redo the Power Ranger.
Do it.
Been working on my physique since last year. So. Hmm.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm super excited. But that's it. Especially let's
have that hat.
Well, this is the season finale.
Uh-huh.
It is. And I'm sad.
I'm sad, but we're not going to go away forever. We're going to take a little break. We're going to do some minisodes. We're going to do some specials. And...
yes. So, listeners, after this, keep an eye out for September, because we will have minisodes coming out before the main holidays. Maybe closer to them. You never know when. Like, I don't know if we're going to do a set pattern, right? But
no,
we will...
no, we got to keep them on their toes.
Yes.
From guessing what we're
we got to get make sure that they have me talking at them in their lives. It's just something, it's my service that I like to do for the community.
Everybody needs Tom talking at them.
Yes.
At them.
I only talk at people. I do not talk to people.
He talks down to me at work all the time.
Oh, no.
I'm very sassy to Reggie.
So sassy. He yells at me, calls me names.
I really make sure Reggie feels like he's a bit lower than the earth.
I cry a lot.
Maybe you should tell like the HR person, Reggie.
Oh,
maybe
wait,
they should
I
do
am
something
HR.
About it.
HR.
Well, you're the hurt. No.
One of the things that I wanted to just touch on with it being the end of the season, and more importantly for me, the end of Halloween, is what Halloween means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the spirit of Christmas, you know, goodwill towards men, but it's also, you know, it's about candy and worshiping Satan. And no, I'm just kidding. For me, it's about a time in my youth when expression was at its as most open as it could be.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was probably a little bit braver little gay boy, I probably would have tried to do a little bit more fun, like girly costumes, mm-hmm. if you will, more feminine type things, just because that's what I like, you know. But it was always my time to wear a costume, pretend to be something else, and go out and be safe. Not, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Be safe of being as weird as I wanted to be or as kooky as I wanted to be. Cause,
let your guard down and escape.
Yeah. I was always a theater kid, but I never was in theater mm-hmm. to have an outlet. So my outlet was Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I think that's part of why Halloween is so important to me, especially now having a kid who also really loves Halloween, is
yes.
making sure that...
oh, he loves Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited.
It's just making sure that it's embraced as much as it can be. It mm-hmm. can be as scary as we want it to be. It can be as mm-hmm. kooky as we want it to be. It's just as important to be creative and, you know what I'm trying to
yes.
say. Blah, stop looking at me. But anyway, that's really what Halloween for me is what it's about. And also costumes, you know, it's a
yes.
chance to wear some stupid, ridiculous outfit, pretend to be something that you're not, and then people can, they'll look at you and judge you, but it's a little bit less because it's like, mm-hmm. oh, it's Halloween. Okay.
It's the day, it's the one acceptable day of the year
yeah.
that it's not weird, air quotes.
I was wearing my blue Power Ranger jacket and I had my blue Ranger shoes on. And I was walking down the hallway and somebody was like, I love your costume. And I was like, I wish this was a costume, but this is just what I wore to work today.
You also remember how we went to Stick Boy, or we went to a restaurant dressed as Power Rangers last year.
We
just
did.
Got the...
people just, like, were staring, but it's also because our goods were hanging out.
Yeah, I mean, my booty was all over the place.
Like, just badonkadonk.
I was not a part of this, everyone. I'm the more wholesome one. No, I'm kidding. But I really wasn't a part of it. I don't have a ranger costume.
I, you know, Halloween for me is one of those things that I, you know, if you listen to our episode last year, you know, I guess I kind of fell off on Halloween because I'm not a fan of crowds. So, like, college bar hopping for Halloween just wasn't really my thing because it was just like, hey, walk down this street and wait like 45 minutes to get into one place and then leave and wait 45 minutes to get to another place. So, like, I really was antisocial during college Halloween. And then I was an athlete in high school. So I feel like every time I got out of practice, trick-or-treating was over. And also, you know, I feel like high school is when a lot of people get into, like, the too cool for trick-or-treating, which I think there should be universal trick-or-treating.
There should.
I really agree with that. I think,
I think bars need to step up their game and be like, trick-or-treating night for adults, like, walk by and say trick-or-treat. And
give out little mini bottles.
Mm-hmm. We need to normalize that. Like, even in all the workplaces, just normalize people coming and saying trick-or-treat and you giving them candy.
Well, and with the teenagers, you know, would you rather them out in a field drinking and partying, or would you rather them walking around in groups going house to house getting free candy?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, maybe some of them will still go out and party afterwards and stuff like that, but most of them will probably be too tired. I mean, my kid can probably barely walk from the house to the car before needing to take a nap.
I will say I knew someone who they would give candy based on effort. And so, like, if a college student walked up with, like, a grocery bag, they were like, no, go away. But if, like, a college student walked up, like, dressed up and had a bag, then they would, you know.
Well, and I mean, some people have, some adults are children, mm-hmm. you know, and so they should be allowed to go and do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would never turn somebody away. Oh, yeah. Even if they had a paper bag, I would still give them some candy. I mean, if they put enough effort to walk down the walkway to my door and knock.
They would have to make some effort to trick-or-treat at your house.
I know. That's why we're going to do a drive-through trick-or-treating. Come through. Drive-through, but you have to be in costume.
Okay.
Yay.
Shane, are you going to come trick-or-treat as well?
Maybe.
Bring a pillowcase. I'm going to go get some good candy.
Oh, I have Halloween. So I use...
Whole candy bars?
Not whole candy
bars. Old man Reginald has some whole candy bars.
Do I look like I have whole candy bar money?
Yes.
They're like,
well, thank
they're
you.
They're like 50 cents at Sam's Club.
The facade is working.
I need you to go buy, like, one of those super large ones, like the Symphony, to keep from me. No, not the giant Kit Kats that come out at Christmas. Just, like, the larger candy bars that are always in the candy aisle.
Well, that was a very roundabout way of saying that I kind of fell off on Halloween from, like, maybe middle school through adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, Halloween just kind of reminded me of all the things I wanted to do. And, like, I got really into Rob Zombie when I was feeling kind of dead inside during the pandemic. And just the whole thing about him, like, being involved in haunted houses and just haunted houses in general. I haven't gone to any yet this year and probably won't.
Do we want to try to work at Tweety next year, guys?
I would love to put on or be involved in a haunted house. Just like the production value of haunted houses. Listen to our episode last year. I'm sure I went into it, but just like haunted houses in general, like I've been craving those. I don't know. The pandemic made me appreciate Halloween more than any other holiday, maybe besides Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving food rocks. But like I said, like Halloween, you get a lot of the same things as other holidays without all of the guilt that may or may not be associated with those holidays. So pandemic just made me a Halloween person. I'd say it's probably my favorite holiday now.
I think, and I haven't been told my kid this yet, but I think I'm going to start a new tradition of Halloween presents.
Oh,
like Christmas presents.
I would rather do that.
Presents.
I mean, Christmas freaking sales start like now.
It's too stressful for Christmas. But yeah. I mean, I'm one of those people who love presents, though.
I love presents,
and, like,
too.
We were watching the Sabrina the Teenage Witch with Melissa Joan Hart, the Halloween specials and that. And the first Halloween special, they went to a Halloween party where they exchanged gifts. Like, that was their... And I was like, I have to go buy Halloween gifts for my family. Which I just think that would be such a unexpected time to receive a gift. And, like, something Halloween-y, like a horror movie. Or, you know...
Yeah, something. Yeah, I like it. Something deals with Halloween. I like that.
Maybe we should talk about a white elephant Halloween exchange next year.
I love Halloween because, like you said, it's time to dress up. I've always loved that. I love all the spooky stuff in fall, and spooky stuff hits just right because, you know, nature is dying to a degree.
I mean, the leaves are falling off for a reason.
Leaves are falling.
Breaking into tiny particles that go in my nose and give me allergies.
Or you slip on them and fall. But I love that. I love candy. So, you know, it's like one of the biggest times of the year for candy, especially if you wait till the day afterwards. Or you get free candy. I've always dressed up. I dressed up every year in college, even though I think two of those years I was Super Shane, which was my own costume. But
you're Super Shane every day.
I am, yes. Well, no, I'm not. I just look a lot like him.
Regular Shane has glasses, has spectacles.
Exactly.
Well, Super Shane goes into a...
He doesn't have glasses.
And removes his glasses. Mm-hmm. And then has a little curl on the front of his forehead.
So I love dressing up. And I dress up at work, and I'll be dressing up at work tomorrow. And the place I'm leaving now, we have a wall of Halloween photos. The photos are on the wall all year round, and I am in 11 of those. And I like leaving that legacy behind because everyone will see what I was each year for Halloween. And each year I was something different and something new, and to the point where people in the office come down to see what I am being. And I love it. I love being that guy. I just want to tell a story. My freshman year, my friends dared me to go down one of the halls in the girls' dorm, because my college was like that when I first started there. There was a girls' dorm and guys' dorm. And trick-or-treated all the doors, see how much candy I got. And I wasn't supposed to tell them that it was a dare, and I didn't. And I ended up with half a bag of candy, and I didn't share it either.
Hell yeah, man. That's awesome. I'm all about it. I want to go trick-or-treating really badly. Mm-hmm. Can we go to the trunk-or-treating at the high school? Can we just, like, crash it? We wear masks. I mean, how would they know we're not high school students?
I know. I'm saying
I work there, so...
Okay, maybe Tom can't
sure can bring good. Y'all. So does my brother, actually. So.
Well, no, I want to go and do it, though.
I want to go do it.
Let's go do it. All right, we're going to... Well, after this, we'll talk.
Yes.
Oh, I love Halloween.
Mm-hmm. I do love Halloween.
Well, Thomas... You got something for us for Halloween?
Yes, we eschewed the trivia this year, or for this season a lot, because we got just so good at talking about our list.
But yeah, we kind of dropped off on blocks a bit this season.
We did, but I think we'll bring those back next season. But I did get us some Halloween trivia, mostly about just fun facts.
Uh-huh.
Got it from a couple of different articles. Usually found some 12 to 13 facts you didn't know about Halloween articles, and a lot of them overlap. So I'm not gonna cite any specific article. But if you don't like any of the answers to these trivia questions, you can write the authors of numerous articles
on the internet. Just all of them.
Just, but not us.
Okay, so this is most of them are multiple choice, so please wait until you hear the D answer to give out your call. So question number one, and also I have 13 questions for us. okay, so use, possession, sale, or distribution of this product is illegal in Hollywood from 12:01 a.m. October 31st through 12 p.m. November 1st. Is it A, toilet paper, B, eggs, C, silly string, or D, detergent?
Silly string.
Silly string.
Correct. Silly string. There is a legit statute on file that you can get a maximum of a $1,000 fine or 6 months in jail for the use, possession, sale, or distribution. So you cannot give someone silly string in Hollywood. From midnight on
Halloween
Eve. From 12:01 on Halloween to November 1st. Or you'll go to jail. Seems like a pretext stuff.
You can't give it to them, or you just can't use it.
Use, possession, sale, or distribution.
It's like drug. It's like a drug.
I feel like this was like the Vice force just going for violating people's constitutional rights.
Alright, next.
Sorry. Which civilization gave us the tradition of dressing up on Halloween? Is it A, the Vikings, B, the Romans, C, the Celts, or D, the Egyptians?
The Egyptians?
I'm going to say Celts.
Celts?
Who are the Celts?
It's like the islands around England, basically. Before they had like specific like Scottish and Irish, I think Celtic just kind of covers all of the bases of like very early civilization in those areas. But a lot of Halloween stuff comes from Celtic lore. Specifically, the Celts are where you get the idea of dressing up to scare the spirits away, as opposed to like welcoming them. Let's see. Okay, so which denomination of Christianity gave us the name Halloween? Is it A, the Baptists, B, the Catholics, C, the Lutherans, or D, the Presbyterians?
I want to say Lutherans.
Mm-hmm. Catholics.
The Catholics, oh, that's what I said.
I gotta keep score really quick. So y'all tied on the first one. And I think I have two.
I got the Celts.
Shane got the second one right.
Not you.
Mm-hmm. Back that up. Back that point up. Trying back to cheat up. On points over here. Wow. It's
a Halloween y'all both got that one wrong.
Yes, we missed this one.
I don't know about that.
Y'all both got Silly String right. Okay. What vegetable should... I don't know if it's a vegetable, but what should jack-o'-lanterns actually be carved out of? Is it A, pumpkins, B, butternut squash, C, turnip, or D, a beet?
Turnip.
Correct. The origin of jack-o'-lanterns comes from the Celtic folktale of a stingy farmer named Jack who would constantly play tricks on the devil. The devil responded by forcing him to wander purgatory with only a burning lump of coal from hell. Jack took the coal and made a lantern from a turnip, using it to guide his lost soul. That's pretty cool. Never knew that. Did y'all know that before?
I actually have heard that story before.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they did that on Drunk History.
Maybe that is what it's from.
Or one of those Halloween something and others. Maybe it was actually... Have you ever seen the old black and white Addams Family Halloween special?
Ooh.
Like the live action...
I want to say yes, but it's been a long time. Okay. Also, you're going to have a cookie.
Yes, have a cookie.
The ever-present boogeyman during the Halloween season. How many actual known cases are there of children being poisoned or maimed through Halloween candy? I assume these are U.S. statistics, but is it A15, B2, C3, or D0?
Zero.
I'll say two, just to be different. I don't know this one.
It is two.
Mm.
So is that Shane?
Mm-hmm. Shane's cheating somehow. You guys went over these answers beforehand. I
want to recount.
When you went upstairs to talk to your husband, we actually colluded against you.
That's what we did.
But yes, so apparently there have been very rare occurrences of people actually being sickened or hurt from Halloween candy. One, in 1970, a boy died of a heroin overdose. People thought that it was like malicious Halloween candy, and it turned out to be his uncle. Mm. His uncle's heroin. So once again, just, oops. You know,
angry mobs.
Yep. And then apparently someone died after eating pixie sticks because his father lace them with cyanide for insurance money.
So again, it wasn't really.
So once again, not like a random thing. You're more likely to be murdered by someone you know,
and regardless,
not stranger danger.
Regardless of what Chucky says or does, no one's putting razor blades in your candy either.
Oh my gosh, have you watched episode 3 yet?
I haven't.
I haven't either.
Okay, good. Mm. Also, really quick, when you talked about telling the answers, there's a whole movies episode where John H. Benjamin's character, the coach, takes Melissa with him to get his driver's license, and she's supposed to tell him the answers and be his daughter. And every time she does, she's like, A, B, C, D, 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 D. And he's like, what? You're going too fast. I laugh so hard at that every time.
I need to watch that one. Is that a later season?
Mm-hmm. I think it might be. Well, it's season 3, I want to say.
I had seasons 1 and 2 growing up. So
with how fast she does it, I'm like, that's what he did, except I understood it. Because he gets so mad, he finally screams at her in the middle of the test.
Love it, John Benjamin. Okay, so number 6. The Halloween candy industry supposedly sought to influence Congress regarding which calendar event that would affect the hours of trick-or-treating.
The Daylight Savings Time.
Daylight Savings Time. Sorry, that one wasn't...
I was waiting for choices!
Sorry, that one wasn't multiple choice. I will...
It's Reggie's.
I'll give it to Reggie.
Yeah, you will. That's right. I did the dang thing.
Apparently the candy industry disputes this, but obviously the time changes the week after Halloween usually, and that means more time out trick-or-treating.
Yes. Well, but it used to be in October, I feel like.
Apparently they left pumpkin candy, or like the sugar industry left like pumpkin candies on the members of Congress's seats before some like... subcommittee meeting in 1985. That's where I got this from the art.
Like those little pumpkins?
The little bitty ones?
Because I would have been happy with that. I would have just been like, ooh, free candy. Ooh, but if they had left like something worse, like those little strawberry candies that every old person has, then I would be like, who hates me?
Strawberry candies.
My grandfather told me that the pumpkins and candy corn was rat poison because he didn't want me to eat them growing up. I love my grandfather, but that was really neat.
Oh.
Okay, so number 7. Candy corn was originally called A, chicken corn, B, chicken feed, C, wax fangs, D, candy corn.
Candy corn.
I'm going to say, what was the first one?
Chicken corn? Chicken no. feed, wax fangs.
Okay, chicken corn. That's what it, yeah.
It was chicken feed.
Ah.
Another one for big old Tom.
The Big T!
Big T Mac. How many full moons have there been on Halloween since 1950? A, 15. B, 8. C, 3. D, 0.
8.
3.
See, you guys are cheating.
No.
You gave Shane the answers ahead of time. This is
some of these I actually knew.
The full moon is obviously
bull poo-poo.
You know, shown as a symbol of Halloween, kind of, but apparently it's very rare. We've had, I think, one, there was one in 1955, there was one in 2001, and I believe 2020. So, worst year of Halloween, we got a full moon.
Ooh, ooh! Well, that Facebook meme would have you to believe that every year is the first year that Friday the 13th in a full moon falls on Halloween.
I'd be very concerned if Halloween fell on a Friday.
Yeah, me too. Like, wait, we're having Halloween early this year.
Whenever people share
it's not
I
Easter.
Just
it doesn't change dates. Okay, so, number 9. Trick-or-treating dates back to the Middle Ages, where people would dress up and beg for food in exchange for prayers or songs. What was the term for trick-or-treating during this time? Is it A, guising, B, disguising, C, souling, or D, both A and C?
A and C. D.
I want to say souling.
Did you say A and C, Reggie?
Mm-hmm.
It is both guising or souling.
You're welcome. Tom texted me that one. Now I'm cheating. No.
Reggie's going to make a comeback, and it's all a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Halloween spirit. It's filling me up.
Okay, so the original Halloween celebration is based on the Celtic ritual of Samhain, I believe is what it's called, which was the celebration of A, the dead returning to Earth, B, the new year, or C, the start of winter, D, all of the above.
D, all of the above.
The dead returning to Earth.
D, all of the above.
Oh.
You're tied.
Yeah. I want to be the Halloween prince.
So, one cool thing I learned doing this is the Day of the Dead, which is November 1st, that's more of a celebration of the dead returning to Earth, where it seems like the Celts kind of tried to avoid the dead coming back to Earth. That's why they wore costumes to kind of like scare the spirits away. I learned that, like, you know, Day of the Dead in Spanish traditions is literally a celebration of people coming back, where it seems like the more, you know, Nordic and English Isles tradition of Halloween is a bit more fearful, probably because it's based off Catholicism. And
yeah.
They're really good at making
Well, and their costumes
afraid.
Were legit scary. If you've ever seen those old costumes, like, they're probably scaring the ghosts and spirits away. I mean, it's what they had at the time, but they're legit scary.
Okay, this one's a fun one. Keene, New Hampshire holds the record for most jack-o'-lantern displays with how many pumpkins? A, 300,000, or with more than how many pumpkins? A, 300,000, B, 30,000, C, 3,000, or D, 300?
A.
300,000.
I am going to go with C.
Tom. Thomas wins this round.
Was it 300?
30,000.
Oh.
The record from Keene, New Hampshire was, I believe it was like 30,800 and, or like 35,850, maybe? Quite a lot of pumpkins.
Can I just ask, is Keene, New Hampshire a place or a person?
It's a place.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was a person, too. I thought that was, like, the guy's nickname.
I know.
King New Hampshire.
King New Hampshire.
Harvest pumpkins. Alabama.
Sorry, I should have said it was a town, because that might have affected how you get.
Yeah, I thought it was like a single person.
I did, too. I was like,
hmm. A single person with 300,000 pumpkins? That's, like, 40 years of work.
No, it's just an afternoon for me. Look at my front porch.
Gotta spray it down with vinegar, right? Not bleach. Because if you spray your pumpkins down to preserve them with vinegar, you can throw them in the woods and the animals can eat them.
Aww.
Which I never sprayed my pumpkins with anything, but now that I
know. Oh, no, we just let them rot and animals ate them anyway.
Wait till they turn into a mush and then get a shovel and throw them over your fence.
But yeah, King New Hampshire.
There's my nose.
And also, it's super cool that it's like a New Hampshire place. Because obviously, like, a lot of the Halloween traditions that we have actually started in New England area, so.
Oh, yes.
Okay, this one's not, this one's going to be easy, but it's not multiple choice. Number 12, Michael Myers' mask in Halloween is which famous celebrity?
William Shatner.
I thought you said Lou Shatner. And I was like,
I didn't even hear that question.
Did you know that?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, I okay, so I guess to set a record in pumpkin carving, it must have eyes, nose, and a mouth.
Okay, eyes, nose, and a mouth to be considered a pumpkin
carving. The fastest pumpkin carving in history took place in 5.85 seconds, 12.34 seconds, 16.47 seconds, or 28.65 seconds.
16 point whatever.
16. He has a name, but I'm not going to look it up.
King New Hampshire.
David S. Pumpkins.
Any questions? Let me see if he's still... I don't know if it was the right article that I have pulled up on my phone. But yeah, apparently a guy carved a pumpkin with an eyes, nose, and a mouth. And I'm sure it's like ridiculously intricate for what he did in 16 seconds. But yeah, I guess that's a record that people...
So Mona Lisa pumpkin.
Sometimes it takes me 16 seconds just to make a first indention.
Well, the final score is Shane 5, me 4, Reggie 6.
Ugh.
I think that adds up, but if not, it's because I made a weird mark under my score. Five. So I probably only have 3.
You have how many?
Either 3 or 4.
Shane has what, how many?
5.
Oh, but y'all got some...
We tied on one.
You tied on it. But Reggie, have you ever lost trivia? I think you lost once.
I think I lost
once. Yeah, I won once.
Once.
Mm. It was a beautiful minute.
Mm-hmm. I like trivia. Uh-huh. We have to do it more next season.
Maybe we should just like bring back like specific trivia if we can.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll just be the quiz master because I like quizzing.
Yay.
I like being evil.
Well, guys, is this the end?
Oh, well, I feel never like we're going to have numerous Halloween episodes from here on out, so...
It's just going to be a Halloween podcast. Tom said it several times already.
Mm-hmm.
I am fine with that. or, like, at least a Halloween... a constantly Halloween-adjacent podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just say that this is the end of season 2.
Yes.
And we'll be back with mini-sode specials. We need to do some YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want us to do?
Some saucy shout-outs.
What do you want us to to record ourselves doing? Send us messages and tell us.
Nothing is too demeaning.
For Tom.
Exactly.
For Tom in this mermaid skeleton sitting in front.
Don't you talk about Vanessa like that, okay?
Vanessa?
She is gorgeous, and I love her.
I love her, too. I love y'all.
I love you. Well, happy Halloween. Thanks for listening. And
tune in again soon.
Find us on our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Ko-fi, Total Nerdless. And we also have the YouTube page where you can find some couple videos that we've done, a couple unboxings. We did the Bean Boozle, which was gross. I'm sure we'll do something fun like that soon. Shout out to Willow Mountain Woodwork. They do custom furniture here in the high country. Jordy Marie Games on Twitch. She does Animal Crossing and other various gaming. Movies by Gabriel. Mm-hmm. You can find him on Instagram. He does movie reviews.
34 Degrees by Mason Blevins. Available everywhere you can buy books online. You
can also find him on Twitter.
Twitch.
Twitch. Character.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Who else are we missing? Oh, Bulbasaurion for our wonderful special Total Nerd List
logo. Feels like it was made a million years ago, but was probably made during this season, wasn't it?
It was this season.
It was.
Yeah. We did a long season. We went a little bit longer than normal.
And don't forget, if you like us, give us a rating. Maybe leave a nice review. We have some really awesome ones, especially one that came in recently. Not lately, but...
Thank you.
Yes, thank you to whoever that is.
We'll see you season 3.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.